This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
You're on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We actually have our next guest who's just arrived in the studio, Simon Ruth, CEO of Thorn Harbour Health. Thank you so much for making it. Are you also a little bit like some other crew suffering from the pleasures of the Victorian Pride Awards last night?
Thanks for having me. No, I knew I was on radio this morning, so I stuck to the cascade lights at the event. I was sitting not far from Jack, so, you know, I did see Jack having a good evening.
It was a very good evening, maybe too good, I'll be honest. Evening, yeah. A little bit dusty this morning.
Well, it's great to have you in the studio, and thank you so much for coming in. I hear it was a great event last night. We are coming to the end of a busy festival season. What has Thorn Harbour been doing over the summer?
It's you know, we always have a very big start to the year, as do every queer organisation in Victoria, straight back into midsummer and midsummer planning and the various other events that occur. So we have multiple events at midsummer. We were at all the major events. We ran a couple of our own, a women's writing event called Wise Words, and another one on racism and asylum seekers that we held here in the Pride Centre. Then straight into chill out from there. I miss chill out myself, but well aware of how hot it was and all the great events that occurred up there.
Not much chill that
No, not much chill. No, the whole weekend incredibly hot. And then today's Bendigo Pride, of course. So we're also at Bendigo Pride. We're sponsoring the dog show at 2 p.m.
What a winning event.
Yeah. Dog shows are very popular at Pride festivals.
Now, do the dogs dress up? Is that mandatory?
Some of the dogs dress up, yeah.
Okay. I was witness to, there's a wonderful one in New York. I can't remember the name of it, but it's the best thing that New York does. Everyone gets their dogs, and all the dogs in New York are usually quite little because of the space, and they dress up in all sorts of things. So you actually have dogs dressed up as other dogs, which is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It is the major event at the Midsummer Carnival as well, the dog show.
Absolutely.
It's a huge event at Bendigo Pride. And our Thorn Harbour Country staff, Damien and Zara and Sharon, who's our events manager, are all up there today.
That's going to be great fun, and hopefully it's not too hot up there today.
No, hope not.
And everyone can, you know, keep cool in the shade.
Yeah. And then, of course, Castlemaine Pride's coming up as well in April.
Oh, right. Okay, Castlemaine Pride. What are the dates of that?
I don't know.
That's all right. We'll look into that one.
Pride events used to run over January, and now they pretty much run from January through to June when Gippsland Pride is on, and Better Together is going to be on in Geelong, and a whole range of other things are happening.
Now, I notice, actually, that Gippsland Pride Initiative was a winner of the Outstanding Advocacy Award last night at the Victorian Pride Awards.
It was. Gippsland Pride won the Advocacy Award for Rainbow Brick Road, so they did their own piece of research about the lives of queer people in rural and regional areas across Gippsland and pulled that together and have done a lot of great political advocacy with that report. It's available online. And we're a partner with Gippsland Pride, so it was very exciting.
You would have unearthed some fascinating history of people's lives doing that.
Yeah.
In times when it would have been so different and so difficult. Great that those stories of lives are being recalled and dug up and remembered, I think.
And I'm a Gippy boy myself. I grew up down there and all my family is still down there.
Where from?
I grew up in Bunyip.
Bunyip,
and went to school in Warrigal. I've got family all from Tynong all the way down to Salem.
The other day I was at some hipster craft beer bar
Of course you were, Fiona.
In Smith Street, and the owner of this particular bar was wearing a black T-shirt with white writing. He's a Gipster.
A Gipster hipster. Well, there's some pretty cool little places like Fish Creek, Merbu North. They're all
Cabbage Patch Creek.
Well, that one I don't know.
Poo Wong.
Poo Wong. Yeah, yes. Poo Wong.
Everyone's woken up at Poo Wong at some dusty Sunday morning in their life.
It's a beautiful. And the thing about Gippsland, it's it's so big. People forget because it sort of goes from Phillip Island to, you know, to past Sale.
It's huge.
And worth noting that, you know, Caitlin, who pulled together Gippsland Pride and wrote that report, also won the Premier's Volunteer Award.
Oh, incredible.
A couple of weeks ago. So, you know, they've been doing great work.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Simon, for letting us know about that. Now, we also found out that Castlemaine Pride is April the 20th. So, plenty of time to get planning for that and book your accommodation. Now, Simon, have you had any campaigns happen in Melbourne over the summer? I know we're coming to the end of our summer. Does it feel like we've still got, you know, some warm weather to go? But what's been happening over the summer in Melbourne?
Yeah, so we had Drama Down Under. I think people would have seen that up and about. It's our, you know, signature campaign. It was Be Cool and showed eight wonderful volunteers of ours drenched in water because we were told it was going to be the hottest summer on record. Didn't quite work out that way until a couple of weekends ago, but that is just coming down now. We got one complaint about that campaign. We always get a couple of complaints.
Oh, good. You know it's doing something if someone complains.
One of the models has a nipple ring, and we were told that was inappropriate for the community to see a nipple ring up on a poster, but fortunately the Advertising Standards Bureau found in our favour. We're not the only people with nipple rings.
Did it have to go to the Advertising Standards Bureau?
That's where they come from. So anonymous complaints go in there, they send them to us and we have to justify. And we always, because it's men in underwear, we get complaints every year. There was one year where we actually made the top 10 most complained about campaigns of the year.
I always love looking at the new Drama Down Under campaigns. I think they're really clever. I'm always, you know, looking at the creativity involved in those campaigns.
Yeah, my favourite complaint ever was it was from Adelaide, and it was someone who said, I get up very early in the morning and when I'm driving to work, I don't want to have to look at homosexuals in their underwear on the back of buses. And I thought, at least he's honest. You know, normally they talk about children's eye line and it's too close to schools and we're bringing down society. This guy just said, I don't want to have to look at the term he used was happy homosexuals.
Oh my God. You know, it's so strange because I don't, when I see those ads, that's the absolute last thing that is in my mind that to me it's, I just see it and I just think that that is relevant to every single person.
Yeah.
And absolutely. How it could be possibly put together as something that would be for just one specific group.
Well, for the
I don't
first
get that.
8 or 9 years when we used the same model, Frank, we used him for years. We didn't didn't get those complaints. The year we put Frank and another man in the campaign, the sky fell in. The world fell apart. Yeah, suddenly all these people who thought it was a normal campaign realised it was targeting our community and got very upset about it.
Simon, how long has Thorn Harbour Health been going for now?
40 years.
40
years.
We
had our 40th anniversary in July.
Do you find you're having to fight the same battles over and over again?
Homophobia doesn't go away. You know, the battle for the trans community is recent and is getting worse and is getting harsher. And there's there's battles within our community now as well that we didn't traditionally have. But certainly, you know, we've got a long way. We started as a HIV response and towards government inaction around HIV, and now we have a strong bipartisan approach to HIV. Still not enough investment from government, but it is shifting.
If there's one thing you'd like to change, if there's one thing that from your point of view would be the most effective that government could do, what would that be?
Tackle mental health adequately.
Really good point.
Recognise that we're different to the rest of the community, that our issues are always slightly different. Fund our organisations rather than funding mainstream organisations that don't have a long-term interest in our health. And for our community, I think be kind to each other. We get a lot of community infighting and people just need to forgive each other sometimes and recognise that we've all had trauma in our backgrounds and life hasn't been easy for any queer person.
Now,
beautifully said.
Absolutely. And that will continue, that fight will continue, I can imagine.
Oh, and on campaigns, so we currently have UpSafe Always, which the website's...
UpSafe Always?
No, it's up, when I say up, it's out in the community. It's called Safe Always and the website's safealways.org and it's a family violence campaign. So looking at how family violence is different in our communities and raising awareness with our community about what family and intimate partner violence look like and what can be done and who are the support services available. And we're, as Drama Down Under comes down, what works, which is a HIV prevention campaign, will go up and it will be in, I think, 8 community languages, depending on, and of course we use volunteers for all of our campaigns. They're people who donate their image and the volunteers, the languages they bring with them are the languages that we pitch the campaign in.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, I don't quite understand why more public health campaigns don't have a greater breadth of languages that they're available in.
It just
doesn't make any sense to me.
Yes. Yes. Is it? That's a very interesting point Fiona raises. Is there a danger of preaching to the choir perhaps sometimes?
Yeah, and writing in other languages can be challenging, particularly when you're talking about our issues.
There was one
time a couple of years ago, my partner's Sinhalese and from Sri Lanka, and we got something translated into Sinhalese, and I took it home and showed it to him, and he went, you can't say.
Oh, wow.
He said, all these are offensive, derogatory terms. And I said, well, how would you say it? And he said, well, we'd say it in English. He said, we don't have polite ways to say this in Sinhalese.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, what an education. So,
yes, we've learnt a lot that if we get something translated, we then have to show it to our community members who speak that language and check that translators aren't using language.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I imagine probably even the word homosexual would in certain cultures be absolutely an almost an unwritable word.
Yeah.
And then
when you get into sex practices and prevention strategies, and yes, it can get very challenging.
Are younger people more sophisticated? I mean, more sophisticated and more aware now, though? I mean, we're in a very different world than we were 30, 40
around
years.
Around HIV?
Yeah.
We've never had more ways to prevent HIV. So, you know, we now have a pill you can take every day to prevent HIV. Very shortly, we will have an injection that you can get every 2 months, and within 2 years we'll have a 6-monthly injection as well, which will change HIV in the first world completely. We'll still have issues in Papua New Guinea and the Philippines and places where they don't have free healthcare and access to healthcare like we do, but the world is changing.
The United States of America, where they don't have free healthcare either. Let's not go there.
Yeah. Well, they still have major issues in America, and condoms still have a place. There are many people who still wear these condoms.
Simon, it's been so great to have you in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming in. We will look forward to having you on next month to hear more news.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. You have a great Saturday. Just
happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day. All right. Thanks so much, Simon. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.